Chapter one, being mentally paralyzed. Yes, I've been mentally paralyzed. Everyone has been mentally paralyzed as a stage of growth. It is something we all must go through and experience as we grow and mature. As our lives get more complicated and we take on more opportunities and responsibilities, we open ourselves up to becoming mentally paralyzed. Over the years, I've developed a proven method and coping strategies. And even more important, I have proven methods of overcoming mental paralysis. You see, the brain is malleable, which means it can be rewired. It could be remolded, and our minds can be made more resilient and grittier. Being mentally paralyzed means feeling stuck, overwhelmed, or unable to act or do due to intense emotions, overthinking, or fear. It often happens with mass anxiety, stress, and uncertainty, which definitely make it difficult to make decisions, process thoughts, or even move forward with tasks. Some common causes of mental paralysis are being overwhelmed. You know, too many choices or responsibilities, fear or failure, worrying about making the wrong choice can even prevent action. You don't know what you don't know. You're in an unfamiliar station. Also, perfectionism, feeling like you just have to get it right, that you must be just perfect before proceeding. Another one is trauma or emotional distress. Past experiences may trigger avoidance or shutdown. And the last one I'll talk about is burnout. Just mental exhaustion can make even simple tasks feel impossible. It is often described as a kind of mental freeze, where a person feels stuck between thinking and acting, unable to move forward. Does this sound like something that you've experienced? Being mentally paralyzed can deeply affect your life by keeping you stuck in a cycle of overthinking, fear, and inaction. It can hold you back from making decisions, taking opportunities, or even completing everyday tasks. Here's how it impacts different areas of life. Here's an emotional and mental impact. It can cause chronic stress and anxiety. This consistent indecision or fear can really drain you mentally. It can cause low self-esteem, which feeling stuck or incapable can also lead to self-doubt. It can cause frustration and guilt, knowing what you should have done, knowing that you should do something, but feeling unable to act can be extremely frustrating. Another one is lack of direction. This we see a lot, because it causes paralysis by analysis. And lastly, depression and hopelessness. Long-term mental paralysis can also feel overwhelming and make you feel meaningless. And there is one more, emotional numbness. This is where you just go into this avoidance and shutdown mode, which is also a coping mechanism. And there is a social impact and a practical impact that it has on every one of our lives. It can cause you to miss opportunities. You know, fear of failure or making the wrong choice can lead to inaction in a career, inaction in a relationship, or personal growth. It definitely can cause a decline in productivity. You know, work, studies, or even daily tasks become difficult to complete. The next one is it can definitely strain relationships. Avoidance or indecisiveness can create tension with friends, family, or partners. The next one is health issues. Mental stress really plays hard on the body. It can cause fatigue, headaches, and even physical illness. And lastly, the inability to make decisions or take action can affect job performance and financial planning, which lead to financial struggles. So, all that being said, how do you break free from mental paralysis? It may sound simple. It's not. It takes decisive actions repeatedly over a long period of time. So let's start with small actions. Start with tiny, manageable steps so it helps you build momentum. You definitely have to be present in the moment, creating mindfulness and self-compassion for yourself. So become aware of fears without judging yourself so harshly. Give yourself a little grace occasionally. Find coping mechanisms. Do things like exercise. That is one of my big go-tos. Journaling, meditate. Those are also good things that help you cope. And seek support. You know, talking to someone, whether a friend, a coach, a therapist, can make a big difference. So a couple questions you should ask yourself. And I recommend writing the answers down. First one is, have you ever felt this kind of paralysis? And what helps you break out of it? These are things you definitely need to write down. Chapter 2, being physically paralyzed. This is a subject that is very close to me, and I've spent 45 years as a C6 quadriplegic confined to a wheelchair. Even though I could not overcome my physical paralysis, I learned how to overcome the devastating mental and emotional feelings of helplessness, anger, frustration, despair, just to name a few. Overcoming the mental paralysis from living with a physical disability is not an easy endeavor. So it takes years to try to thrive or have some form of normalcy or normal existence. So I've spent years mastering techniques, philosophies, and a process to overcome every statistic that one of the top rehabilitation institutes described as my future. Fortunately, statistics don't take into account the heart, the soul, the spirit, and the grit of a person. This has led me to mentor and coach others to teach them how to thrive despite horrendous circumstance. Feeling or actually being physically paralyzed, whether temporary due to fear, trauma, or medical condition, will bring intense and complex emotions. Some of these common ones are terror and panic. If the paralysis is sudden, fear can be overwhelming, especially if you don't know what's happening. It can make you feel helplessness or make you feel helpless. The inability to move can make you feel vulnerable and out of control. And of course, many days you could spend being extremely frustrated, you know, wanting to move, but being able to can lead to frustration and anger. These all lead to an isolation, especially if paralysis long-term. It can create intense loneliness or detachment from others, and this isolation rolls into hopelessness and despair, especially when recovery is uncertain. It might bring feelings of sadness or defeat. But the emotions depend on the situation, whether it's a temporary experience, where you just freeze up, something like sleep paralysis or long-term conditions. Have you experienced anything like this? So feeling physically paralyzed, whether temporary or long-term, can really have a profound effect on your life, both emotionally and practically. And here's how it can impact different areas of your life. So the physical paralysis definitely can increase your anxiety and fear. As I said, it can lead to depression and hopelessness. With this comes a loss of identity, because who you once were may be very active, very outgoing. Paralysis can feel like you're losing part of yourself. And it definitely has an emotional numbness and makes you feel detached, because some people emotionally shut down just as a way to cope with this. Physical paralysis also causes practical and social, it has a practical and social impact. Those are kind of obvious. Loss of independence. Daily activities like dressing, eating, brushing your teeth, communicating, getting out into the world may require, most likely would require help. It'll affect your career and cause financial challenges, especially if your mobility is affected. This all will play on your relationships. It will strain your relationships. And trust me, because I've lived it, dependence on others for care definitely changes relationships, sometimes strengthening them. But I guarantee it also creates stress. And this can lead to social withdrawal. Just a difficulty moving forward, getting out, getting around, feeling different can lead to a very strong form of isolation. So we got to talk about personal growth and how do you adapt to this situation. I have developed ways of adapting over 46 years. You grow a new perspective. Some people develop this deeper appreciation for life and more resilience. You learn how to increase problem solving and develop problem solving skills. You adapt new ways of doing things. You become more creative. And then you grow into a bit of an acceptance over time. Some people find ways to cope and adapt, leading to inner strength. You can also adapt because sometimes this will form stronger connections. Believe it or not, some relationships deepen through shared struggle and support. And if you work on it and practice it, stronger mental grit, which has been my savior. With the right techniques, one can develop a resilient mindset. The impact depends on whether the paralysis is temporary, as I said, or maybe long term. I've experienced both types of paralysis. So, back to a question for you. What emotions are you experiencing? Take a minute or two and write those down. What practical and social impacts are you experiencing? And I would ask you to take a minute and write those down.